Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, welcome everybody. Great to have you with us. It's the end of the week, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. This is your opportunity to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about today. Doesn't have to be what's on my table. What do you want to talk about? Over a cup of coffee. Got to be political. Keep it clean. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So it has begun. It's the only way I can say it. You know, yesterday, what did I say yesterday about the sales tax? It's coming, folks. They are going to try to pass another sales tax because the state's running out of money. But it's worse than that. Now, listen to this. What if the sales tax wasn't enough? What if redirecting other taxes, say, the kicker? What if redirecting the kicker into the unemployment insurance fund, which is going to go broke? With the numbers of people that are filing for unemployment here, which gets us to, do you expect copycat Kate to follow California and issue a statewide shelter in place? Now, I don't think it's going to happen, at least not right away. The story in the Oregonian about this is, no, the governor's not planning on doing that, although she might, but she's not planning on doing that right now. Okay. Well, with as inconsistent as she has been, as knee-jerk and as copying as she has been, and how she has reversed herself within mere hours on a number of decisions, you can't really trust anything that she's saying now, can you? Not that you ever really could, but, I mean, you know, come on. She is a regressive totalitarian Marxist who never misses an opportunity to let a crisis go to waste, right? So think about this. If the state needs more money, the editorial in the Bend bulletin says, well, you know, maybe we ought to put the, what is it? What is it here? Let's see. The headline is, put the kicker and the corporate tax on the special session agenda. Well, okay. I mean, repealing the corporate tax, and that's one thing that the story about the legislative panel that has been formed, the Oregon Capitol Bureau, a legislative panel has been formed to figure out what might go on a special session agenda. Well, stealing your kicker would be one of them. Oh, no. The story talks about, I mean, it's just so silly to think that the press would actually bite on this, but they did. So, I mean, the story says that, well, you know, they might think about redirecting not your personal kicker, but the corporate kicker into the unemployment insurance fund. Well, okay, so the corporate kicker goes away. Well, no, it doesn't. We amended the Constitution to allow your kicker, your corporation kicker, to go into the K-12 school fund. Well, okay, so now they're saying, well, since we're going to run empty, we're going to run out of money from the unemployment insurance fund. Why don't we put that money there? Okay. No, folks, come on. How silly. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to put your personal kicker on there, and they're going to steal it from you. No, they're not going to give it back to you as a cash credit, like is being talked about in this article. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that happens, but I kind of doubt it. I also think that they will not do what business groups in this article are asking them to do. And what is that? Well, let's repeal the commercial activity tax. In other words, the sales tax you're paying on everything. That goes away from schools. who are using it by and large to backfill PERS, and everybody knows it. That's all it was ever about. I don't think for one minute that these things are really going to happen, that they're actually going to take your kicker and put it in the unemployment insurance, or rather that your personal kicker would get paid to you as not as a credit, but as actual cash. There is no way that the regressive totalitarian Marxists and Kate Brown that run the Oregon legislature are going to do that, folks. Now, if I'm wrong, what should I do? What should I do to make up for it? What would you recommend that I do? No, I'm quite serious now. It's Freedom Friday. We can talk about anything. I'm in a good mood today. What do you think I should do if I'm wrong? If they actually do give you back your kicker, it's cash. Do you realize why they can't do that? You see, when we Republicans were in control, there was a couple of, well, at least one kicker refund that I know of. We gave it back to you in cash. A check was sent to you right before Christmas. Now, that really makes you loyal to the kicker, doesn't it? Well, the Democrats very slyly said, no, we're not going to do that. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make it a credit. So you really won't know that you're getting it. Yeah, you might know it when you file your taxes a year later. But so now they're talking about giving it back to you as cash now, because you kind of need the cash now, right? Do you really think they would do that? Do you really think they would do it? Now, producer Phil says he already got his kicker. Well, sure, because you filed your taxes and it came to you as a credit. Now, a credit's a good thing, because what a credit does, it says if you owe any money to the state of Oregon, whatever your kicker credit is comes off your bill that you have to give the state of Oregon. Now, if you're getting a refund, it makes your refund bigger. If you're writing a check, it makes the amount of the check you're writing a little bit smaller. But they ought to give it back to you in the form of a cash. But you know why they can't do that? Because they cannot risk you liking that. Because then it becomes a campaign issue. Folks, if you don't think this is all political, if you don't think Kate Brown isn't going to, and the regressive totalitarian Marxists, the retro Bolsheviks, as Ron calls them, if you don't think they're not going to use this as an opportunity to try to steal more of your money and steal more of your liberty, you are smoking the wacky weed. And you're not thinking clearly. Seriously, you're not, because they're going to do it. They're already starting. This legislative panel, folks, now I wouldn't be surprised for them to come up with an idea. Hey, let's divert some of the cap and trade. Let's put cap and trade on the agenda for the special session. Let's put some of that money into coronavirus temporarily, just to deal with the emergency. Just like we got to steal your kicker to do it. Just like we got to take the... Don't be surprised also that if they don't come up with the idea of, well, instead of repealing the sales tax, let's divert some of that money. Let's put it into coronavirus. You think I'm wrong? You don't think these ideas will actually be discussed, maybe seriously? Well, you don't know the legislature very well, do you? Anyway, it's Freedom Friday. It's good that your host is in a good mood today. I hope you are too. 503-589 is the Power Buick GMC. 589-1220. Let me finish the phone number, Jeff. Don't get ahead of yourself. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am. This segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Royalty Rides. It is so important that we support our local businesses right now. All the advertisers on this radio station need your support. They do. You can't just pull in your horns here. Totally. Most of us are going to stay working, even if Kate Brown does put in place a shelter-in-place thing like California. I'll read to you really all the businesses that are deemed essential. Now, I can tell you right now, the article says that Kate Brown even said that the timber industry, logging, pulp and paper mills, they're essential because of toilet paper. She actually said that. So what would it look like and how would your life change if, in fact, Kate does put in place a shelter-in-place order? Are you going to be claiming to go to an essential business? It is a misdemeanor in San Francisco, by the way. If you get caught, it's just a misdemeanor. Well, so you can go get groceries. You can go get essential items like pharmacy stuff, right? So aren't you always going to be carrying that grocery bag with you? You know that you got to sterilize all the time because it might pick up coronavirus. Aren't you always going to have that with you? Aren't you always going to be going to the grocery store or the pharmacy? Aren't you? I am. Okay, let's get started on emails. I'm sorry, folks. Anyway, you got to support your local businesses. I got off track there just trying to have fun on Freedom Friday. Seriously, friends, support our local businesses. They need you. I mean, they do. They're the people. They're your friends and neighbors. Diamond Royalty Rides is one of those great companies. They have limousines here in the Salem area. You know, again, make somebody feel special, and you feel so special when you take a limousine ride. And if you haven't done it, you ought to check it out. It is surprisingly affordable, and it is a great way to divert people from this collective freakout. Divert your attention from the freakout that we're having right now over this coronavirus business. Anyway, go check them out on the web, diamondroyaltyrides.com, diamondroyaltyrides.com. So, Avis, thank you for the great email about where we're at on the tolling petition. We need 148,000 valid signatures to say that we, the people of Oregon, get to vote on any roads that get tolled, not just the regressive totalitarian Marxist running the state. Well, so far, we've only collected about 17,000 valid signatures. That's not enough, folks. Corby wrote me a great email yesterday. Said, you know, when I was working, I load different programs into my MP3 player so I can listen to them. Try to listen to as many different shows from one end of the spectrum to the other so I can pick up and learn something new from each one. That's very wise. And he listed me some of his great regulars. And he says, finally, he says, you know, I really appreciate you and your radio show. You're doing a great job. You relate very well with the listeners, and we appreciate your sincerity. Thank you, and God bless you. Well, Corby, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that. God bless you in all that you're doing. We have more emails. And I want to get to this one by the state employee who shall never be named. And it's about the comment I made yesterday about millennials being able to, well, trial by fire. How is this all going to play out? And are we overreacting? What if I'm wrong about, you know, the legislature wanting to steal your kicker rather than giving it back to you in cash? What if I'm wrong about them not repealing the sales tax? What if I'm just wrong all about that? What should I do to make up? Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about at 6:20 in the morning? Would love to get your perspective back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Now, if you don't believe me that there is going to be a move to steal your kicker and divert money from existing taxes like the new sales tax rather than repeal it, if you don't believe me, listen to this. Arne Roblin, Democrat senator who barely won re-election by like 300 votes last time, and who now says he'll vote for the cap and trade thing, which, of course, he's retiring, so he doesn't need to worry about getting reelected. So he can vote his conscience and destroy the blue collar timber unity jobs and in his district and raise, yeah, the, you know, working families cost of living so high that, you know, they got to move to Idaho, just like the folks are. The working families are leaving California in droves for the same reason, by the way. Yeah, no, here's what Arnie Roblin said. He's an old friend of mine because we served together in the legislature. He said the committee will have to pump more money into the economy to mitigate a recession. But we're also going to have to recover from it. So how do you do that? Yeah, well, you know what one of the ideas is? They talk in this story, by the way, and you can see this story, by the way, on OregonWatchdog.com. They talk about how they've got to the state's unemployment system, which crashed because there were too many people filing for unemployment. You can do it online, right? Well, they say that there was talk of overhauling the state's unemployment and worker compensation system to speed up and broaden benefits for employees infected by the outbreak. Folks, you have no clue how wrong that sentence is. Overhauling the state's unemployment and worker compensation system to speed up and broaden benefits? Folks, that means a whole new computer system, new software. Our state never accomplishes that on time or under budget. I don't think we have done one system yet. Maybe I'm wrong. If I am, I'll stand corrected. But I'll tell you, our history is just the opposite. We always overexpend. You guys remember Cover Oregon? You remember the DMV computer system? How about the DHS computer system? And on and on and on. There is no way they're going to be able to do anything to overhaul the state unemployment system in time to make a difference in your life. Because you know what? If you just got laid off, and if Kate makes it worse than, say, all these restaurant workers and bar workers, by the way, the unemployment system that, you know, doesn't really help them. This is why Trump and the Republicans are spending $1 trillion, probably, of money that I have no idea where they're going to get that. You know, the Federal Reserve is going to create it out of thin air is what they're going to do, which is an amazing thing to think about, isn't it? Can you create money out of thin air? No, they don't allow that. But at any rate, just the idea of getting $1,200 per person. So if you're a family of four and you're a husband and wife and you're both working, you'd get about $2,400 twice. Once next month and then once in May. And if you got kids, you might get $500. That's the idea of being kicked around. That's what the Senate has put forward. Who knows how Nancy Pelosi will screw that up or add pork to it. And nobody's going to vote against it, folks. You got to be kidding me. At any rate, it's silly to think that the state is going to overhaul the state's unemployment worker compensation system. It will take months, if not years, to do that. This is not the Oregon way. The Oregon way is to promise the moon and deliver a moon pie. Nothing. Always way behind schedule and always way over budget. You got to be kidding me. You know what? To make that happen, you would have to have Kate Brown turn into Trump. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? It's got to be political. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I promised the email from the employee whose name shall never be named, who works for the state of Oregon, about millennials facing trial by fire. Here's what this person wrote. You mentioned that this generation, the millennials, are about to find out what it means to sacrifice, and we need to develop the character needed to overcome the challenges our nation is facing. Just like previous generations of Americans have done to overcome their great challenges. I'm not too optimistic, though. Previous generations of Americans have had the foundation of supportive families and steadfast faith. They knew what it meant to give up everything for the sake of others, to willingly sacrifice their most precious resources, and to put country and the quest for liberty above self and contemporary quests for comfort and ease. Previous generations were not coddled by a hyper-affluent, godless, hedonistic society, given participation trophies for simply showing up, and tutored by a deceptive and socialistic educational system. Will millennials overcome the trial by fire, or will they just crash and burn, taking the rest of the country with them? I'm not optimistic. Ooh, that hurts. And it might be right, too. This employee also wrote another email, said, you mentioned yesterday that unemployment will increase throughout Oregon, possibly to double figures, causing, among other things, tax revenue in Oregon to go down. The massive PERS liability will mushroom based on a declining stock market returns, while the regressive totalitarian Marxists continue to kick the can down the road. And I say, in addition to that, not only will they continue to kick the can down the road, but they'll make it even bigger, the hole even bigger. Because they are not going to stop spending money, folks. In fact, they're going to spend more money. Now, how are they going to find the money to keep spending bigger and bigger and keep growing government bigger and bigger, which masks the real PERS liability? Well, you know how. They're eventually going to find ways, the legislature, to raise your property taxes, do away with your Measure 5 property tax limitation measures to help local governments deal with the local government PERS problem. Get it? And then they are going to find a way to put on the ballot stealing your kicker, asking you to give up your money, more of it. And then, of course, they'll want a sales tax. Am I wrong about any of this stuff? Straight and Friday, what do you want to talk about? Back in a moment, it's 6:30 in the morning. Oh, just getting started.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on Freedom Friday. I mean, we celebrate liberty every day on the show, but man, Fridays are kind of special. Because I extend to you, listening audience, the opportunity to call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically. It's easy to pick up the phone, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, or send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. You know, try to read it on the air. There is more about the, well, Queen Kate and what she's got planned. But what if she puts in place this statewide shelter-in-place order, just like the governor of California has done? Well, I mean, I sort of reacted to it last night. Based on what, Kate? Data? Do you know, folks, we've done 1,400 tests for coronavirus. You know what our infection rate is? 6.2%. That's it. We've had two deaths. Two. I mean, come on. Based on what data? Based on fear. Based on hype. Now, I'm not convinced this thing is as bad as it is. Now, I understand the rationale. This requires a higher level of care than the regular flu. I get that. For those who have to be hospitalized. And that's the fear, right? You're going to overwhelm. That's what everybody says. You're going to overwhelm the system. Well, let's see if it really happens. Now, you know, New York State is taking the lead in the highest number of people with it who have tested positive for it, but how many of those people have actually been hospitalized? Now, everybody's freaking out because they think we're going to be like Italy. And there's all these doomsayers saying we're going to be like Italy. I don't think so. I just don't. I'm not convinced this is this massive, massive thing. Now, what I want you to think about, you know, Trump's going to have another press briefing today. It's supposed to be at 11:45 Eastern time, which means at 8:45 here. I can guarantee you that he's going to be asked by some reporter about what Gavin Newsom has just done in California in terms of the statewide lockdown. I don't think Trump's going to go there. I just don't. What I do find interesting is I think it's expected that the regressive totalitarian Marxist leftists that run the left coast will do that, and that run the right coast, at least the northeastern right coast, New York, New Jersey, those places. I find it interesting that the people that are restricting your freedom the most under the guise of we have to do this for the health, welfare, and safety, whether it's constitutional or not. And a lot of people are starting to rethink whether it's constitutional. Okay? You're hearing more and more about that, number one, which I think they should, because I think most of this is unconstitutional. The Constitution specifically says that government cannot stop the right of people to assemble in public. And that's what they're doing. Now, politics of this is nobody is really gonna raise their hand and say, wait a moment, I got a problem with that, out of fear, right? Because what if this really is as bad as they think it is, as they say it is, as they're trying to prepare us for? Nobody wants to be, I mean, would you want to be in that position? Or do you want to stand firm on the Constitution? Like I've have mentioned in the last few days, where's the ACLU when you need them? Well, the American Communist Lawyers Union is not going to challenge a regressive totalitarian Marxist governor like Jay Inslee or Gavin Newsom or certainly our very own lovely Kate Brown. No, you got to be kidding me. Yet, if they had any intellectual honesty, they would. So I'm just curious, what do you think Trump will do? I don't think he goes there, because I think he's still, first of all, it's a different role for the federal government than it is the states. The states really should have taking the lead on all this stuff. And okay, so fine. I'm a states rights guy. I'm a federalism guy. This says the powers of the federal government are limited and should be, by the way. So, okay, if California wants to destroy their economy, the fifth largest economy in the world, then let them go ahead and do it. Why should we follow suit? And why should we do it based on no real data? See, I believe that more people have died in Oregon from the regular flu this year than have even come close to getting sick so far. Now, I think probably a bunch of people have been sick already with coronavirus and have recovered. One of them is my friend, the driveway stalker, truck driver. He was sick with it a couple of weeks ago. And he's gotten over it. Oh, it's still hanging on. But, you know, I had the flu back before the first of the year. And it, you know, I got over it. It took a few days, but I got over it. I mean, I was working again in a couple of days. Doesn't mean I wasn't a little bit fatigued or whatever. Who knows? Maybe I had the coronavirus. Big deal. I took care of myself. I didn't infect anybody. I stayed home. Hello? I just think that this collective freakout that we're having is just that. It's a freakout. and we ought to be careful with it. Now, I'll read more, and I'm going to tell you what are the essential services that maybe Kate might deem as essential businesses, rather, not services, that would allow you to continue being a normal human being in Oregon, if there is such a thing, if Kate does issue the statewide order. I'll get into that in a moment. I want to remind you, friends, again, please patronize the advertisers on this radio station, frankly, this radio show. Eric Azor, Righteous Renovations, is somebody you should think about. If you're thinking about any remodeling or home repair, why don't you check it out? RighteousRenovations.com. Read the great testimonials from people that are very satisfied customers. RighteousRenovations.com. You don't always know who to trust when it comes to, you know, this business of hiring a contractor. You can trust Eric Azor. All right. Well, I tell you what, it's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. So let's go to the phones. Let's do that first. So we'll start first with Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
It is a good morning.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It is. And yesterday I heard on Hannity that they've discovered that there's an anti-malarial drug that within 6 days of giving it, the virus is completely gone. So I think that the drama is gone, but we'll have to see how long it takes them to respond in the government.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. In fact, I saw a news story about that very thing happening in Oregon, in Lebanon, which is very close to where I am, in the veterans home there. They are treating many of those people, and I think there's like 14 infections in the veterans home. They're treating them with that hydroxide, you know, whatever, in combination with another drug. They're already doing it, and I think it's working. Nobody's died there, by the way.
But I think the government wants to have, at least the Democrats do, I'm not sure about the Republicans, but they want to have these bailouts happen. They want to have the money flow. And I think a lot of the Republicans voted against it. I'm not sure exactly what the vote was.
No, there was only a few Republicans who voted against it because nobody has the stomach to want to do that, Rebecca. I mean, you don't want to be seen as not caring about people. And even though it's filled with all kinds of pork and other bad things that are dangerous to our liberty, nobody's going to vote against. Well, some Republicans, it was a very small amount.
A very few, huh? I didn't catch what this was. Anyway, the reason I called in was because I wanted to talk about Dinesh D'Souza again, and he created several movies, and the first movie he created was a documentary on Obama, and Obama went and put him into the legal process, accused him of all kinds of stuff, got him convicted, and had him have to show up every night for jail. And for the first time in his life, he met criminals. And every night he was able to talk to the criminals. And he started to realize that most Republicans look at this as though it's just a debate. Like, we're going to have a debate. And we're going to decide the best way to move forward. But he began to realize that the criminals all thought like what he saw Obama as thinking like. And so his second movie addressed the question of the Democrat Party from its very inception, from when Andrew Jackson created the Democrat Party. Andrew Jackson was very criminal in his way, the way he ran his public office. And like I talked yesterday about him being told by the Supreme Court that he could not have the chair to land, and then he went to one of the chiefs and forced them off the land. And he addressed, it's called Hillary Clinton. America. And then he had another movie that he created about them being marked called The Big Lie.
Yep, and thank you, Rebecca. We're at that time. We've got to take a break. Rich, hang on. I'll be back with you in a moment. Listening.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Rich, thanks for just wishing me to have a great weekend. I hope you do too. And Rich, I hope you go out and do something special for your lovely bride. And my buddy Lee. Do nothing, say nothing is his email to me. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's easy. It's Jeff at 1220.am. Hey, you know what? Before I read that, I'm going to go to my friend Jake. Jake, good morning. How are you, brother? Hey, Jake, are you there? Well, for some reason, Phil, I can't hear Jake. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, while we're waiting to fix. Okay, all right. Jake left. Hey, Jake, I wish you and Tracy a marvelous Valentine's Day, friend. So Lee's email is this. So I'm amazed that a small group can make such a big stink. These groups that demand to be identified by their perverse sexual desires continue to attack the normal. Over the years, we now see how many of these behaviors are now accepted. So where are the people that stand on principle? Respect the person, hate the sin. There is a quote, and it's by Edmund Burke. Quote, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, unquote. Yes, that is quite correct. We have to take a stand, friends, for what you believe. It's so important. Freedom Heating and Air is a great local company that can help you stay warm this winter. And in fact, if you've got an emergency, you ought to call them because they've got an emergency team that can come out and get your heating unit, whatever it might be, up and running. Why don't you check them out on the air or on the web, rather, freedomheatingandair.net. It's all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. You can depend on them. They're trustworthy. They've been in business here in Salem for 40 years. freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, what say you this day?
Good morning. Yesterday, I went to Oregon Citizens Lobby and brought the paper that I've developed concerning the book, Maps of the Ancient Seeking, and the 2 points that I made in the hearings last week. The first point being that Antarctica was mapped at a time when there was no ice on it. And
no kidding. Wow.
The second point being that the sedimentary cores that have been pulled up from the rivers of Antarctica show that Antarctica was ice-free and the rivers were freely flowing three times in history. And so I took the book along and showed people the maps, and then took it also around lobbying afterwards. And when we bring a paper like that in, we make 100 copies, and then I ask people at the lobby session. We at noon we all meet. And somebody makes a presentation, and I made a presentation after Mike Newman was done making his presentation. Then I asked people to help me with the distribution of these papers, and various people took them. But there were two floors of the house side that were left, and so I started going around yesterday and didn't make it. I'm about a quarter of the way through the distribution of the remaining ones. So if anybody wants to contact me and we can work together next week, maybe on Monday, It'd be wonderful to work together with somebody from Oregon Citizens Lobby for that. But this is a very powerful thing, and I've been telling people as I lobby, you know, we still haven't recovered from the hoax that Bill Clinton pulled on us when he did the spotted owl thing and closed down our logging towns. And Oregon has never recovered from that hoax.
That's right. We haven't. So many rural communities.
And here we are wanting to do it again. This is going to be way worse. This is going to be magnified worse than the other hoax. And it's going to affect everybody. The logging thing affected everybody, but people aren't terribly aware of it. But the thing that I've been seeing as I talk to them is that they believe that the people they believe that the Republicans are the ones causing all of this. They've been indoctrinated with the idea that Republicans are the ones making Oregon bad, and that if they don't pass this, they're going to not do well by the Oregon voters or the Oregon citizens. Or actually the people of the world. They're trying to save the world.
And Rebecca, I got to let you go because we got to move on to somebody else, but that's an excellent point.
Okay.
They believe the lie that we only have so many years left to take dramatic action before the earth becomes uninhabitable, and they're brainwashing little children about that. And it's ludicrous to think that anything we can do here in Oregon, anything, is going to make any difference in the rest of the world, which isn't going to do what we're going to do. It's going to continue. These people are crazy. Let's go to Philip, who's on the line. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Philip. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to make sure. I get a card from the Oregon Sportsmen Association, Bill of Interest to Sportsmen. Is this bill ongoing? It's labeled SJR201. It bans lawmakers from walking out. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's still alive. It is. It's probably unconstitutional, first off. And secondly, it's a change in the Oregon Constitution that would remove the quorum. So it would make it easy for the majority to continue their tyrannical actions against and just roll over the rights of the minority. That's what it would do. I think it's a huge mistake. I hope they try it because they'll lose.
Right. It has to be voted on by the by
it
the
does. Yeah. Only you and I, only we the people can change the Constitution.
Okay, so it probably won't pass if it's
no. What they'll do is they'll send it out to the voters, and we'll vote on it in November.
Oh, okay. And depending on how they word it to the public, if they don't know what it's all about, they could.
There you've hit on an important issue, Philip, because they get to cook the books and stack the deck because they get to write the wording for this initiative rather than the attorney general, and the courts have let him get away with that. Can you believe that?
Let's make sure everybody's aware of that, because that's important for the Republicans or whoever needs to be able to walk out.
You're absolutely right, Philip. And I tell you, all the businesses that are going to be destroyed, I mean, industries that will be dramatically negatively impacted by cap and trade, had better help us get the word out to vote no on a constitutional amendment that allows the tyranny to roll over the minority. Philip, thank you.
Be
blessed, all of you. Happy Valentine's Day. Make it a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.